5 minutes after 11 o'clock, I'm sure that all of our listeners know that on Thursdays here on WOCA, we have a radio show called Veterans News. It's hosted by Hank Whittier. Hank Whittier's been doing that show probably 11 years now. We've been trying to figure out when he started exactly. And Hank also started with another gentleman who just recently passed away, a group called Vets Helping Vets. Now, I'm going to tell you that I was here when he first started doing the Veterans News, and at that time, the local VA had some improving it needed to do. Joe Martone is in the studio. Joe, actually, you're on the board of directors for Vets Helping Vets.
Correct, among them.
And I will tell you, and I don't think anybody would disagree, that Vets Helping Vets made sure that the local VA became better, and that's why they're as good as they are today.
Their feet have been put to the fire.
And I'm talking locally. Now, I know nationally the VA has been in the news with some big issues, but I really don't think that the VA here looks like the VA nationally. So
thank
I just want to
yes.
kind of say that as a disclaimer. On the phone, we're so honored to have Lieutenant Colonel Dale Barnett. He served in Operation Desert Shield. He served in Operation Desert Storm. He has received the Legion of Merit, the Bronze Star, the Meritorious Service Medal, and the Kuwait Liberation Medal. He was the National Commander of the American Legion. So, and then it goes on and on and on from there. He's talking to us for just a short bit right now about the veterans, the Department of Veterans Affairs, the VA in short, and on a national level. Good morning, Lieutenant Colonel Dale Barnett. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, and I want to tell you, I appreciate people like Joe looking out, putting veterans first.
There you go. That's absolutely what to do. I think if you know this community, Ocala, Florida, you will find that it's very veteran-friendly and very veteran-proactive because of guys like Joe.
Absolutely. And I had the opportunity last month to visit Florida, and I visited 42 American Legion posts in 6 days. They kept me working.
So where are you now? Where's home base for you?
Oh, where'd he go?
I don't know.
Where
are you right now?
Right now I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, but tomorrow I'll be going to Washington, D.C. to meet with the VA secretary and other key members to discuss ways that we can improve our VA healthcare system.
So what I'm glad to hear is that you are physically going to the different American Legions, because that's better than somebody who's simply watching the news and reading the newspapers. But the question is about the news. Are we getting an accurate picture through the news media of what the national VA looks like?
Well, you know, in the national VA, I think you said it well in just your introduction. Each VA is different and is unique. And as personnel change, sometimes they improve, and at sometimes there's issues to crop up that need to be addressed. And I will guarantee you, I've been keeping the road hot, as well as other members of our Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation Division, going out and looking at our various VAs, looking at ways that we can improve them to make sure that our veterans receive the best health care possible.
So on a national level, the American Legion does what Vets Helping Vets does locally.
Oh, absolutely. We are looking out for our veterans. We're advocating for veterans. And I will tell you that sometimes we see systemic problems in the system. And then we bubble also up to the national level. And in meetings like I'm having tomorrow, we'll address those at the national level. If it's a local issue, folks like Joe and others who are out there with our network of service officers are advocating in that local VA if there's a specific problem at that facility.
Now, the VA here in this area, specifically the VA hospital, is about 35 to 40 miles from here. They have a program they just started. It's called The Choice. It's something new. I'm sure you're familiar with it, but basically what it says is if it's too much of a burden to travel all the way to there, they'll let local people, the local doctors, take care of the veterans.
Absolutely, and the Choice program is a great concept. Unfortunately, that we do have some issues, and one of them I'm going to bring up with the secretary tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it's a system design. If a veteran cannot receive his appointment within 30 days, he can go out onto the local economy and receive that health care.
Mm.
unfortunately, what we're seeing is that oftentimes our VA is not paying those providers in the civilian community in a timely manner. The industry standard is 80% should be paid within 30 days. Unfortunately, in my visits to local VAs, I'm finding that that is not nearly what they're achieving. It's probably closer to 25 or 30% of our providers being paid within 30 days. That's got to be improved, because I've seen
Absolutely.
Some cases where our providers are opting out because they're not getting paid. And worse yet is if a veteran who receives a bill, probably some of them never received a bill in their life, and that's not right, and we got to do better. So we believe in choice, and we want the veterans to have choice, but it's a program that still needs some tweaking in order to make it the best possible.
How is the communication? If I were to call the IRS right now, I'd be on the phone probably 2 hours before I spoke to a real person. Is the VA, can you call the VA and get a reasonable amount of time between the automated stuff and the real person?
Well, that's another issue we're going to talk about. It's one of the strategic priorities. And as in my testimony before the joint session of the House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, when a veteran calls up, we look at the number of times that they hang up because someone doesn't do it. We're wanting to modernize the telephone system, and the VA recognizes this, but recognizing and executing are two different things. And we're going to continue to monitor the patient satisfaction rate in our VA facilities and the amount of time, and they are tracking this data. But we're going to make sure that the data that we're receiving is accurate and that the veterans, so we expect the veterans to come back and tell us if they're not receiving the proper care, they're not answering the telephone, or are their appointment times, waiting times are not being reported accurately. If we find a case where someone is falsifying information, I guarantee you, the American Legion will go after him.
Well,
and we want to hold our VA accountable to our veterans, because our veterans have sacrificed so much for the freedoms of us in this great nation.
Absolutely. What is the report card grade for the way the VA is handling lady vets issues?
Well, women veteran is a growing population. And there's been great strides made. And I will tell you, where we were 5 years ago was totally unacceptable. We have made, and I make a purpose to go to the veterans' clinics and to ask specific questions about how our veterans, our female veterans, are being treated in our VA hospital. I think we've made great improvements. We continue to need to make additional improvements. But I think that we're much better than we were 5 years ago. I'm hearing that from our women.
Well, yeah, and I think it's because of guys like you. It's because of guys like Joe and guys like Hank and the local guys around here. And every community has their own local guys. But maybe you can give us, before you say goodbye, a way that we can help you in your mission. Do you have a website we can go to? Can we write a letter to a congressman?
If you go to legion.org, there's a whole store of information regarding veterans issues, ways that you can help with our various charities. And by the way, 100% of the money that's given to the American Legion goes to the cause, because our members pay the overhead to administer our programs and our charities. And so there's ways of doing that. There's a lot of videos about visits that we're making, activities at the post level. It's just a whole host of information, as well as a listing of service officer providers are on legion.org.
Okay. Dale, thank you so much. Thank you for your service, by the way, also. Joe is a Vietnam veteran, by the way.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Joe, for your service, and welcome home.
Oh, thank you, too.
Lieutenant Colonel Dale Barnett, again, the website, legion.org, pretty simple one. Let's help out our vets. Thank you, Lieutenant.
All right. Thank you, Larry.
All right. We'll be right back.